He lifts his voice, and the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. The word of God for the people of God.
Lord, we are listening. Thank you, Riley. You know, she's one of the children there that, well, she's hardly a child anymore, that has helped us. And she would come up with Connie. Remember? She had a little box she would stand on. That was just like last year, a year before. Do you feel old, anybody in here? Mm-hmm. Wow, what a scripture, huh? Wow. What a scripture. What a great scripture to remind us of who God is. You know, it's an interesting thing. When I was a hospice chaplain for 10 years, I would go visit people in their homes and visit people in nursing facilities and so forth. And I would read this psalm to them so often just to remind them of God's presence. Where there was one old cantankerous guy, was in his mid-90s, and he never liked it when I read that scripture to him. I would read it, and and he would say, "Now, Reverend," he'd say, "that's good and all, but usually you read that at somebody's funeral. I ain't dead yet, you know." He says, I'm okay. I said, "No, you are. You're in your mid-90s, and you're old, and you're dying. That's why I'm here." It was great to have that kind of relationship with people like that. Never miss people like that. But yeah, it's really true. I mean, this scripture is a scripture that we use at funerals, and you know that. You know that. Really kind of interesting. And so when we were planning, and I was planning out the sermons through the fall and getting into the spring and everything, at the beginning part of this year, I was looking at the sermons for now. And I saw this scripture come up, and I thought, you know, why would this scripture be attached to Thanksgiving? You know? And then as time went by, and as I began to prepare more and more for this sermon, I began to realize that there really is a lot that we can pull from this passage about being thankful and how we can be thankful as Christians and what we have to be thankful for. So Psalm 46 we're going to walk through today. You see, there's something about this. There's something about this scripture that reminds us of great security and the security that we have in God. There is security in strength. You and I can lay our heads on the pillows at night because we are a strong country. We have a strong military. Those who have tried to attack our country have paid a great price, have they not? You can go to many places around the world and you don't have that kind of security. You just don't. But here in this nation, we are secure because we have great strength. That's important. It's the same concept that we see and hear from this passage. And there's a few things that we need to look at. But first off, we need to recognize that we can thank God because of God's strength and His presence in our lives. We can thank God because He is there for us, and He has been there for us through all of life. So let's take a look at this passage. First of all, we don't have to be afraid. Verses 1 through 3. Now, I need to tell you that when David wrote this psalm, he wrote it as a song, really. And this was to be sung. And it was, this passage is divided into kind of verses, if you will. And the first verse is verses 1 through 3. And here's what it says in my scriptures. Before the first interlude, it's called. God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. Even though the earth is destroyed, even though, you know, things, we don't live in a place, we don't live in a country. Anybody been to a place in the world where there's been a recent earthquake or terrible tornadoes or things like that? You been? Yeah. We don't have that too much in our country. We're pretty blessed. But I've been in areas where there have been earthquakes. And people live in shanties and shacks. So, really, David understood this. David understood this. Middle East, often prone, even in David's years, to earthquake and to great, terrible desolation. But even if the earth is destroyed, David said, we can trust God. We will not fear. We don't have to be afraid, though our lives seem out of control. There's a phrase, and it's up there on the screen. God's got this, okay? God's got this. And it's true. He does, no matter what the situation is. I remember in 2014, getting up in March on a Sunday morning. At the time, I was interim pastor at a church down in Elizabeth. So I would drive from Moon down to Elizabeth, and I was driving down there in a snowstorm on Sunday morning. Never forget it. Doing one of these guys, whoa, whoa, on down the parkway, you know? Did you ever do that? It's fun, isn't it? Whoa, I'm too cheap to buy new tires. Whoa. So I pulled off to the side of the road on the parkway there, and I called people in the church, and I said, I'm turning around, I'm going home. Way too bad for me to come down and do church today. The only time I ever did that. They said, that's fine, we're not coming either. So you'd have been by yourself. So I said, okay, great. So I turned around and went home. And I realized that as the snow continued to pile up, that I needed to do some work. So I got out the snowblower. It has an electric start. Push the button. Brum, you know. It's loud. It's a loud dude. You know, I have a good plan, too, when I do my driveway, long driveways. I do mine and my two neighbors on either side. We have a single lady lives over here, and a guy and his wife, an older couple, live on this side. So I do all three. Why? Because I'm crazy, basic. And so I started doing the driveways. I finished our driveway. There's a hill to our driveway, a little bit of a grade. So I'm doing our driveway. And then I go over to the neighbor's, and I start doing the neighbor's driveway. And I'm thinking, something doesn't feel right, you know? Just doesn't feel exactly right. Something's not good. I know, it's exactly how I felt. I said, boy, you know, a little uncomfortable. So I finished her driveway and went over to the older folks and finished their driveway in paint. And I came in and I said, Heather, don't feel so great. She said, well, go lie down on the couch. Even though I was sweaty and nasty, I went and laid down on the couch. That in itself is a miracle. She never lets me lay on anything that's when I'm sweaty like that. So I was sweaty, laid down on the couch, and I said, it just got worse, more and more uncomfortable, you know. And so finally, she looked at me and said, we're going to the hospital. And you guessed it. Had my heart attack there on that day. You see, you don't plan for stuff like that. It's not like I planned to have a... Had I planned, I probably wouldn't have done the driveway. Although it probably would have happened in another time. But somehow, doing the driveways with the snowblower is what did it. And I got the snowblower because I felt like I was having some pain before, so I figured if I got the snowblower, I wouldn't have to shovel, but that didn't even help. Thanks, God. Appreciate that. Life is unpredictable. And there are times in our lives when it feels like it is out of control. That's what David is talking about. Though the earth shake, the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, its waters roar and foam, we will not fear, for God is with us. The second chapter, the second verse is found in verses 4 through 6. And he says this, a river brings joy to the city of God, the sacred home of the Most High. God dwells in that city and cannot be destroyed. From the very break of day, God will protect it. The nations are in chaos. No, they aren't. Oh, yeah, they are. Right? Chaos. People fighting about ridiculous things. Crazy things. Friendships broken up because of government. Is that the dumbest thing you ever heard in your life? Yeah. The nations are in chaos and their kingdoms crumble. God's voice thunders and the earth melts. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. So we trust his judgment is exactly what David was saying. Now, understand that he was a king when he wrote this. One of his later psalms. Understanding that God had control of the government. Do you believe that? I believe he does. And here's the funny thing. The truth always wins out. Always. But we don't fear and we trust his judgment. Why? Because verse 7, the Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. That's why. We don't trust in people. We don't trust in men and women in Washington. I don't know, maybe you do. Okay, yeah, whatever. Guess what? They're going to make a lot of bad choices. You know why? Because they're people. Don't trust pastors and people in churches because we're people. I will let you down. I promise you. I won't try, but I will. It's not like I try. How can I let the church people down today when I wake up in the morning? No. But here's why. Here's why we can be not afraid and why we can trust his judgment. It's because God is with us all the while. No matter what we're going through, God is with us. He is here. He is with us. How do we know this? Folks, we are about to go into the Christmas season where we celebrate the birth of Emmanuel, which means God with us. John chapter 1. Here are these words. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. That's Jesus. God created everything through him. That's Jesus. And nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. Verse 14, I love this verse. So the Word that was in the beginning became flesh and dwelt among us. That is the gospel. Understand that the gospel of John was written to people who were Gentiles. They weren't Jews, they didn't know about Judaism and all that. They knew about it, thought they were crazy. But these Gentiles were believers. And John wrote to them, and it was in the city of Ephesus, the Christians in Ephesus. And they in Ephesus, and in the Gentiles at that time, in that area, worshipped one God, and they called that God Logos, or Word. And they said, there is only one God, and he is the Logos. And they would sing praise to the Logos, not knowing who they were talking to. And here comes John. And John says, that God that you're worshiping, that Logos, became flesh. I walked with him for 3 years. I'll tell you about him. The Word and blew their minds. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. It blew their minds. You mean God walked down here? Folks, God is with us. God is with you. During this Thanksgiving season, thank God for His protection and His presence in your life. Verses 1, verse 7, and verse 11 all say that God is with us and the Lord is with us. Hey, this Thanksgiving season, when you're eating around that table, I've been trying. Whoever in the world inspired me to start a diet before Thanksgiving ought to be shot. Well, that's actually me, so. But when you're together with your family, and when you're celebrating all that God has done for you, know that the very God who created the universe is sitting in that room with you. Know that the very God that formed all things, just saying the word, let there be light, boom, and light was. Created all things, is sitting in your dining room with you. And you can thank God because He is with you. No matter what you're going through. No matter where you've been, no matter how difficult life has been, some things in life go smoothly. We've seen that this past month, haven't we? Some of the baptisms, the children all cooperated, and it was just a beautiful thing. They're all beautiful, no doubt. But you never know what's going to happen. It's just like life. You never know what's going to happen. You never know. But I do know this. And believe me, I don't know much in 57 years, but I know this. When God says He's going to be with you, He's with you. And you can make it through whatever you're going through. That's what I thank God for. Father in heaven, I thank You today, really I do, for all that You have given to us, for all that You've given to me, for a good family, for an amazing church. You know, Lord, I got to tell you, I just keep waiting for some big, huge thing to happen to us and we just implode as a church. I just keep waiting for that, but nothing ever happens. You're so good to us, God. Man, You're so good to us. But this morning, Lord, we have paused to read Your scripture and to remember that we can be still and know that You are God in the middle of whatever circumstance we find ourselves in. Be with us, Lord, I pray. We love You today. We praise You for all Your goodness, and we pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and all the people of God said, Amen.
Our praise and thanks to God should not be only in our time, but in our regular financial giving. Let us all listen to the Lord, our God, as we give to Him today.
Thank you. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Father, we thank You. We praise You for meeting our needs every single day, every moment of every day. We thank You, Lord, that You give us all the things we have.